welcome you to Agent of Change, and we are in season 5, where we are with the main theme of finding yourself, and we are in episode number 4. And I'm saying we have been through episode number 1, 2, and 3, and we are saying in this journey of finding yourself, we want to go through depression and peer pressure. Episode number 4 covers up depression and peer pressure. Sometimes depression can be a stumbling block to the goal of finding yourself. Sometimes peer pressure can be a stumbling block to the goal of finding who you are, of finding the right you, of finding the perfect you, of finding the you that you so desired to be. Now, in this journey of finding yourself, you will encounter depression and you will also encounter peer pressure. This happens in our everyday life. Now, depression is a prison where you are both the suffering prisoner and the cruel jailer. It's a prison where you are the one in prison, you are a prisoner and a jailer at the same time. You are suffering and you are cruel. Depression is when you are hiding the joy that you are supposed to have because of circumstances that are holding you back, because of the pressures that are holding you back. Now, depression is like being scared and tired at the same time. You are scared and you are also tired to retaliate at the same time. Don't let depression be a stumbling block to finding who you are. Find yourself. Find yourself and allow yourself to be who you are in finding yourself. Because depression can become a rock or a hedge that is standing in finding yourself, that is fighting you to finding yourself. Now, depression, it is the fear of failure, but no urge to be productive. It is when someone is fearing that they will fail, but they do not have the desire to be productive. It's when you fear that you will fail your exam, but you do not have the desire to study. That's what depression does. It plays around with your mind. It depresses your mind. It makes your mind tired. It is a fear of failure, but you do not have the urge to be productive. In order to be productive so that you do not fail, depression does the opposite. You might be saying, I want to be productive so that I can pass. But depression, it will give you the fear that you will fail. But at the same time, you have no urge to be productive. It is wanting friends but hating to socialize. You want people to be around you. You want to talk to people, but you hate to socialize. You are not a socializing person. You are not a person where when people are around, you will be talking. But when people are around, a depressed person, when people are around talking, that person will always be quiet. Now, you want those friends, but you do not want to socialize. Depression has a way of playing around with your mind, of playing around with your thinking capacity. Now, don't change so that people like you. Be yourself and the right people will love the real you. That's where peer pressure comes in. You don't have to change who you are in order for people to like you. The ones that are real will come and like the real you. Instead of being liked by fake people, I think it's better being liked by real people. Instead of giving people a fake smile, it's better to tell them your opinion, what you think. It's better to tell them the real opinion that you have. Because peer pressure can appear as being a camouflage or a chameleon. It's a person who changes color. The moment you are around some kind of people, you change who you are. The moment you are around some kind of people, you change your personality. The moment you are around some kind of people, you change the character that you show. You show different characters to to different people. You show different personalities to different people. And it shows that you are under depression and peer pressure. Because when you have fought against those things, you won't be able to pretend. You won't be able to show a different character. You always show yourself, and if they can't accept you, then they have to live with it. Now, peer pressure by itself is pressure. There is nothing else beyond that. It's pressure. Have you ever seen people saying, yo, that person was giving me pressure. That lecturer was giving me pressure. Yes, that kind of pressure that you have, it's peer pressure. The peer pressure is no different from pressure. Have you seen when you are pressing something, you give it pressure? That's the pressure that we are talking about. And that pressure can be seen in different ways. That pressure can come to you in different ways. The greatest prison people live in is the fear of what other people think. If you live by what other people are thinking of you, then you have not started living. Why? Because you are living on what others are thinking. God gave you a brain and also gave others a brain. Why do you think other people's brains are better than yours? Why do you think other people's brains are unique more than yours? Your brain is also unique. What your consciousness is telling you is also unique. What your brain tells you is also unique. If you are living according to how people think, then you won't make your own mistakes. You will make the same mistakes they made because you are copying the same life that they are living. It takes nothing to fall in line, but it takes everything to stand alone. It takes everything to stand alone, and it takes nothing to fall in line. There are some people, when they are alone, they feel they are doing the wrong things. But when they are with everyone, they feel they are on the right way. The fact that you are alone, it doesn't mean that you are on the wrong way. Being alone, you are on the right path. Don't let peer pressure make you join the wrong group. Don't let peer pressure make you join the wrong company. Don't let peer pressure force you to join the people that you are not interested in. Don't let peer pressure force you to enter into things that you are not interested in. There are people now, they are in a pressure because some of the people are getting married, they also want to get married. Some are in relationships, they also want to be in relationships. Some are in courtships, they also want to be in courtships. Some are doing this, they also want to do the same things, not realizing that every person in this world has got their own timeline. The fact that others are enjoying in their relationships, in their courtships, in their marriages, doesn't mean that your time has arrived. By your time, it will be the most exciting things to you. When your time has arrived, it will be the most exciting thing to you. Don't go by how people are living their lives. They are living their lives according to their time plan. You also have your time plan. Find yourself, then your time plan will begin to manifest. Most people's lives are a direct reflection of their peer groups. The people that you mingle with, the people that you are always around with, you are the reflection of them. Most of the people, they reflect the characteristics of their friends. They reflect the characteristics of their parents. They reflect the characteristics of the people who are influencing them, which limits them from being their self. Why are you reflecting others? It is time for you to reflect yourself. Don't be afraid of being different. Be afraid of being the same as everyone else. Why are you like others? You were created uniquely. You must not be like others. You should not be like others. There is a unique you on the inside. The unique you has to come out. And in this journey of forcing the inner you to come out, the unique you should start showing the characteristics. The unique you should start showing the personality. Don't be afraid that you are alone or you are different. But be afraid that you are like everyone else. What's different about you? That's you. What makes you different from many other people? What makes you stand out from the crowd? That's the real you. That's the unique you. Now, I'm saying in this day, Don't let depression and peer pressure rule your life. Don't let them force you or hinder you from finding yourself. Find yourself, then depression and peer pressure cannot be attached to you while you have found yourself. Join me in the next episode as we continue. Remember, we are in season 5 of Finding Yourself. This is the October-November edition, and Agent of Change is saying depression and peer pressure cannot be part of you. We are in a journey of finding yourself. Thank you. Join me on the next episode.